Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's head to the phone lines right now and take a closer look at Sunday's divisional round matchup between the Chiefs and the Browns with Solomon Wilcots. He played 6 years in the NFL and is currently an analyst with Pro Football Focus. Solomon, appreciate you coming on today.
Well, thanks for having me on, and glad to be on with you.
So Kansas City is a big favorite in this game. They are a 10-point favorite. Where do you see Kansas City's biggest advantage in this game?
Clearly, I do believe it is the talented wide receiving group. Obviously, that includes the tight end, Travis Kelce. This is a Brown secondary that has really played poorly, even without their two starting corners last week. And even, you know, if Denzel Ward's playing in that game, I don't think going to be any different. You know, Ben Roethlisberger, over 500 yards passing in the game, 47 completions, setting a playoff postseason record for a single game. You know, I only can imagine what Patrick Mahomes and, you know, Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins in the group could do. Now, I think that's where they have the biggest advantage. That mean that they're going to be able to execute on all cylinders, but they should have a big day throwing the football if they can protect the quarterback.
So, Solomon, you played safety in the NFL. If you were a defense, which of the Chiefs' pass catchers would you try to take away? Because you got to take away one of them. You can't allow Tyreek and Travis Kelce to have a good day. Which one do you think the Browns are going to try to take away on Sunday?
I think you have to take away both, and I think you can. You just can't do both on every single play. So you're going to have to double Tyreek Hill on certain plays. I think you got to double Travis Kelce on certain plays. For instance, when they go bunch, they go trips, they'll put Travis Kelce on the point. In other words, he's on the ball, on the line of scrimmage. I want to man and single cover him, and then I'm going to double Tyreek Hill because it's going to be hard to get a bump on him when he's motioning and going running around the backfield doing jet motion. Then you've got to double an in and out and play over the top of him. When you get Travis Kelce lined up in the backfield or in that motion off the bunch package, then I think you want to try to double him and single up on Tyreek Hill. I think you want to be careful anytime you're going single on Tyreek Hill because he can blow right by you and just really bust your entire coverage. Even if you got two guys on him, he could beat the deep defender all by himself.
What if that happens early and the Browns get down? What would your advice be to them? Would you put it in Baker Mayfield's hands, or would you just let those two talented running backs keep running the ball?
I think you're going to continue to stay with, you know, you talk about getting down. If you're down 20 points, it's a different story. But if you're down 7 points, you don't panic. You stick with your program. I do believe their best chance of going into Arrowhead Stadium and trying to steal a game is to control the line of scrimmage, control the clock. And the best way to do that is with your run game. You and I both know Kareem Hunt is phenomenal. You should know that. He was the league's leading rusher when he was with the Chiefs. Nick Chubb is better as a runner.
Yeah.
Now, I think Kareem Hunt is better catching the ball out of the backfield. But between the both of them with that offensive line, if they play keep away, decide to eat clock, and they chew up yards and time with it and able to convert on red zone possessions, they're going to be able to make a game of it. Think about the teams over the last year or so that have come in there and won, whether it was the Titans, whether it was the Indianapolis Colts on a Sunday night. It was their ability to control the line of scrimmage, keep the ball away from Patrick Mahomes, and keep him standing next to Andy Reid on the sideline.
Sounds like you think, Solomon, I don't want to put words in your mouth, this game's going to be close and that Cleveland has the talent to stay with the Chiefs. How surprised would you be if Cleveland actually wins this football game?
I'd be surprised. I mean, listen, the Chiefs are favored for a reason, right? I mean, however, it's not impossible. That's why these games have to be played. I think the people in Kansas City are not nearly as confident as people outside of Kansas City. I think all the fans there have seen the Chiefs lose in a one-and-done situation where the expectation was to win. I mean, you know how close you came to losing early in the playoffs last year to Houston, how close you almost came to losing in the championship game to Tennessee, certainly in the Super Bowl after falling behind. I think the fans there are astute enough to know that when you get into the tournament in this league, it's anyone's ball game. You got to show up, you got to play, or a team can't sneak up on you and steal it. Just ask the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's why they're sitting at home right now.
Right now on the drive, we're talking to Solomon Wilcots. He played 6 years in the NFL and is currently an NFL analyst with Pro Football Focus. We've talked a lot this week about the quarterback position for the Cleveland Browns and Baker Mayfield. What differences do you see from Baker this year that you didn't see last season?
I think Kevin Stefanski has done a really good job of teaching him that he doesn't have to play hero ball, that he's not the real focal point of the offense. In fact, he is just a distributor, the manager of the offense, and that's not a bad thing. That's no knock on Baker Mayfield. That's just the intention of the offense. When the strength of your offense is predicated on an offensive line that can road grade with the best of them. The strength of the offense runs through Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. And then from there, what do you have? Play action pass. You've got bootlegs, the drags with the tight end, play action pass, get the ball down the field to the wide receiver. Jarvis Landry is not a real deep threat, but he is an underneath receiver who can create yards after the catch. He breaks tackles. He plays hard. Rashad Higgins is a guy that can slip behind you every now and then, but he's no barn burner, okay? Donovan Peoples-Jones is a rookie that they're not going to lean on so much. So they're not going to stretch the field as much as try to get you off balance with the run game, pop one behind you off play action pass. That's where Baker Mayfield is at his best because those routes are more clearly defined. So it's coverage, and the receivers tend to get greater separation off play action pass play.
So, Solomon, we talked about the Browns' rushing attack. We talked about the quarterback. We know that it all starts up front with their offensive line. Last week, Pittsburgh didn't get any pressure on Baker Mayfield, didn't register a sack, didn't register a quarterback hit. How do you feel about Chris Jones, Frank Clark, and this Chiefs front four going up against the Browns' offensive line?
Well, there's a reason. Think about it, guys. You know, Pittsburgh came into that game having had a sack in 73 straight games. 73. Over the last 4 years, no team has had more sacks on the quarterback than the Pittsburgh Steelers. And in each one of those 4 years, they've had 50 or more sacks. No team in the NFL has done that over the last 4 years. So this wasn't just this offensive line just overpowered the Pittsburgh Steelers. What happened is they did get the run game going. They did get the defense off balance, right? And so, therefore, now when you have play-action pass, all the defenders have to check for that run play before you get to rush the quarterback. You don't just get to fly up the field, right, and chase the quarterback like you may want to. And so that's what's, you know, facing Chris Jones. That's what's facing Frank Clark and the members of a really good Kansas City Chiefs defense. They can rush the quarterback, but, you know, as we say in the NFL, you have to earn the right to rush the quarterback by first stopping the run. And I think that's going to be a four-quarter effort. And you're going to have to pick your spots, right, where you blitz the run and blitz the quarterback simultaneously. And you may have to do that even on first down because they'll come out and throw on first down and then run it on third down. That's what a lot of teams are doing. The data suggests the best way to go about it. More teams are doing that and being very successful at it.
We can talk about the defense, Solomon, but we both know this game's definitely going to be a shootout, right?
Well, I do think, I mean, go take a look at what the Chiefs have done lately. They haven't just blown people out, you know, by throwing the football all over the place. You know, they've taken their time about the passing game. They've been very methodical. And I know that Cleveland Browns come in here wanting to keep the score down. And if they're able to be successful and controlling the line of scrimmage. That's really important for them. They have the best offensive line in football. Let's just go ahead and call it what it is. They can control the line of scrimmage. Bill Callahan is a phenomenal offensive line coach. If they can run the ball and keep the ball away from the Chiefs as much as they want to, then when you limit possessions, you limit the opportunity to score. And when you do that, I think you can keep the score down. And the shootout that you're mentioning, you know, that I don't know that it'll come down to that. It's basically which team can impose their will on the other. If I can force you to fight my fight and play in a more close game, then I don't think you get that shootout. If the Chiefs come out, spark on their first two possessions like they're prone to do, and start fast, then I think we can get the shootout you're talking about.
Carrington and I have spent almost every minute of our show this week talking about the Browns-Chiefs game, but just out of curiosity, that's a nice game in the AFC, that other one, that Buffalo-Baltimore game. Who do you think ends up on top?
You know, that's a really good one, too. That's a style, in terms of the contrast, because, you know, if you're the Bills, you want to spread them out, knowing that you got five eligibles that all can win. Stephon Diggs, Gabriel Davis, John Brown, and Cole Beasley, and Dawson Knox at the tight end position. So you want to spread it out and allow Josh Allen to do what he has been doing. And Brian Daboll has done a great job of really grooming his quarterback to win in those kind of situations. And if you're the Ravens, you want to spread them out and pound the run game, right? Spread them out, punch them in the mouth. But this Baltimore defense is really good at taking the ball away. And so I just think that's going to be very interesting. It's going to be about, if Lamar Jackson gets it rolling and they don't have to play from behind, then I think Baltimore wins that game. Either way, I think this game will be a high-scoring game. I can't see it not being one. As good as that Bills offense is, and, you know, the Ravens are averaging 29 points a game themselves, even though they are primarily a run football team, they're prone to creating big plays in the run game.
That is Solomon Wilcots, who played in the NFL for 6 seasons, NFL analyst with Pro Football Focus, joining us to take a closer look at Chiefs and Browns, also to the other divisional round matchup between the Ravens and the Bills. Solomon, appreciate you coming on and making time today. Thanks for coming on.
Guys, thanks for having me. Keep up the good work. Take care, and good luck this weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.